Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. The card we have is from a recently released deck, the Astral Mermaid Tarot, and it's the Seven of Pentacles, labeled the Seven of Earth. I do believe I can wholeheartedly get behind this card today, and it goes well with our upcoming new moon, which will be a supermoon, by the way, and a total solar eclipse in the sign of Aries. So at new moons, a lot of you like to put forth intentions for what you want to accomplish in, let's say, like the coming 6 months. And that is how long this moon will be having an influence in your life. So you want to really give it some thought, what you hope to accomplish, and make it positive. Don't make it be like, you know, I want to win the lottery and get $1 million. Always ask for things which are in your highest and best interest. So when we have this card, I like to refer to it often as the garden of life, all right? You reap what you sow, that kind of thing. Boy, there's a lot of that going on this week too, things which are happening. And, you know, we go out and we plant our seeds in life, and sometimes we get a bumper crop, and then some things just don't seem to produce. We have to stop. We have to assess, maybe provide a little tender, loving care. And that's not a bad idea. Mercury's retrograde right now, and it asks you to go over things, to review them. So this is a very appropriate card to see here now, and there are so many ways that this can play out for you. So when you do this, very often, because this is not a time to be adding new projects, this is a time to be assessing the ones which are already, you know, going on in your life, situations, things you're trying to do, changes you're trying to create, that type of thing. What have you accomplished so far? What is worth your time? And that's a very big part of it. I try to explain it to people sometimes from the standpoint of a farmer, all right? When you plant the seeds really far apart, you're going to get really big produce. You know, like say it's a head of cabbage. It'll be like 10, 15 pounds for a head of cabbage if you don't plant them too close together, right? So this is about what you want to make happen in your life. It's a little too crowded, things are not going to give you the results you are looking for. So without getting into that part any further and boring you with farm life, just want you to know that you need to give it that kind of an approach. Not clutter your life with more things. There'll be more time for that later. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.